Om Shanti. Good morning. We heard the lyrics of Madhuban, how beloved is Madhuban, how special it is, and perhaps it's because Baba has specially spoken to the Madhuban Nivasis in today's Murali. It seems to have been the turn for foreigners, and within all of that, then the Madhuban Nivasis have had their turn. So there would be special things happening in Madhuban with Baba in those days. So the Murali today is about sitting on the throne of self-respect so that you're able to have powerful yoga. If you're seated on that throne, that position, that chair, then you'll feel, Baba used three words. Baba says, do you understand this, first of all, the different titles that God has given? But further, do you not just understand what the title is, but do you accept it? Because understanding it will bring subtle happiness, but accepting it will make you give that feeling that it belongs to you. And then further, as you apply it in your life, that will bring intoxication. So really, every single Murali, Sakar Murali, Avyakt Murali, contains many, many powerful titles of self-respect. And I think this is because one of Baba's main tasks is to actually lift us to that awareness of knowing who we are and having no ego, but yet a huge amount of appreciation of fortune and intoxication of that. And so to give us all those titles, Baba has had to work very hard that we should neither have ego nor should we have low self-esteem. So neither the superiority nor the inferiority complexes. And yet still, it becomes very easy to let those slip away and think about external things. And the word that Baba's used again and again in the Murali is the word success. And the Hindi word for that is siddhi. And normally this word is used with another word, riddhi, siddhi, which actually then is used to refer to occult powers, some power which is not usual, not normal. But the context of Baba using the word siddhi is a very different one. And Baba's used the word vidhi and siddhi. Baba finds rhyming words. And so vidhi, the right method. And if you apply the right method in any situation, there's going to be success in that. The results are going to be very good. And so sometimes souls get a little disheartened and they say, well, I've been trying to remember the Murali for so many years, it's not working, I'm trying to have good yoga and I'm not experiencing anything, I'm doing a lot of karma yoga but I don't feel the joy of that. So Baba's saying that if you're following the right method, you will get the results. And so if you're not getting the results, check, what is the right method and am I following that? And so, of course, it's all to do with consciousness. When Baba talks about the method, Baba's usually talking about either the right consciousness or one of the divine virtues or the principles. If I'm doing something but it's not based on those principles that Baba's teaching me, then I won't get the results that I would like to have. And so to check back what was my consciousness and what is the method that Baba's teaching us. So then in the blessing, Baba used the word victory. And it hasn't come up recently, but very often people used to ask me, what's the difference between success and victory? And today's Murali actually clarifies it very much, that victory is when you're dealing with the things internally. And so I'm dealing with anger, lust, whatever it may be. And in the case that Baba's talking about today, Baba's saying, even when there's pain, when you're settling the karma of the body, karma bhog, the suffering that comes as a result of past karma, practice the bodiless stage and you'll be able to have victory over the suffering of karma. So the inner suffering that happens either through karma or the vices that come when I take Baba's power and understanding and help, then I'm able to conquer the vices. So the battle is the battle that's going on inside. The battle is never something that's out there. It's actually inside. And then very often the conflict outside happens because I haven't sorted out the conflicts within myself. And so the word victory applies to the battle within. And then in that battle there's victory. If you and I have a debate and it gets heated and you win and I lose, well, it's neither a victory for you nor is it a victory for me. Both of us have lost because both of us got heated. And so Baba's not talking about anything external in terms of this word victory. It's always the internal battle. And success? Success seems to be the external results of the things that we do internally. The right method, applying that, and then seeing the results of that, and so success in that. And so sometimes success may be a little bit delayed. I was thinking that all the things that Sakkar Baba said in terms of service, how often have you been hearing Baba's Murali, in which Baba's talking about Baba's message being taken to all the corners of the world? Baba didn't see that. Baba's talking about many, many centers opening. The vast difference between the 400 something centers when Baba left and the physical world, and now the multi thousands that exist. It happened after Baba. So a lot of the things that come up in the Murali, Baba didn't see with his physical eyes, but of course Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba talking together, and Shiv Baba, the one who's able to absolutely see clearly into the future, past, present, future, everything clear. But yet Brahma Baba also, in company with Shiv Baba, gets coloured by those ideas, but also Brahma Baba's total faith in what Baba has said. And so no results that were visible in that way earlier, but all of that came later, later, later. Some things are only manifesting now. Some of the things that Baba has said, yes, there will be mics who will awaken the Kumbhakarna of Bharat, though we are still waiting. There's a lot of things that have happened, especially in Bharat, but we actually still haven't found those mics who the world respects and says, yes, this must be true because so-and-so is saying it. So still waiting for some of those scenes. And so where we get impatient and say, well, I'm not seeing any results. Yes, my consciousness was right. Yes, I did things in the right way. And so what happened? Well, if you plant a mango tree will give you results after 5 years, 7 years, something like that. It won't give it to you instantly. And I remember we had a little apple tree that we planted in Baba Bhavan Garden. And certainly while I was living there, it grew. But no apples, no apples, no apples. And now, even today, I think it's giving just a few, but it's giving something. But also this aspect of expectation. You're expecting the tree to give you results and it's not giving you anything. But keep doing the work that you need to do. Keep planting the good seeds and nourishing them, nurturing them, watering them, whatever you need to do. And at the right time, the results will come, the results will emerge. And so there's total guarantee, right method and right consciousness, and there's going to be good results. But I was also thinking about fortune and success. And Baba's often talked about fortune. Today, Baba's more talked about the law. And when Baba's using this word, the law, it applies to spiritual laws, or you could even say spiritual principles. And so Baba's saying, you are the law makers. And it's certainly not laying down the law for anyone else, but rather it's following Baba's principles myself and ensuring that as I follow Baba's principles, this is the pattern that others are also going to be following. I'm aware of that. And so to have that awareness means to keep moving forward based with the right principles. Baba's given the example of purity again in that many other things, one God, Baba's called that one of the principles that you believe in deeply, but also not just one God, but God the Father. Again, it struck me that the one relationship that everybody all over the world remembers God with, that the relationship that they remember is Father. Not even mother so much, definitely not God the teacher, God the guru, that comes in Bharat, but even in India, God as my teacher, there's the Gita, and that says God speaks, but that feeling, that relationship of God as my teacher is very exclusive to Brahmins. Makes sense, because when Baba says, through the study, you will attain the kingdom. So not everybody is going to attain the kingdom. So it's the teacher relationship that enables us to attain the kingdom. But Father, yes, it's a very universal concept. And so Baba's saying that is one of the principles. Follow the principle of one Father and you'll get the inheritance. And why the Father comes so strongly is because of the inheritance. So I was approaching the whole subject of laws in a very interesting way. To what extent do I believe the basic principles of Gyan? To what extent am I following the basic principles of Gyan in terms of quality of life and what I do in my behavior? But success and fortune. And when some people see success, they say, well, that's their fortune, which it is. But there's been work done that has created that fortune and that success. And so each one has their own destiny, their own fortune, their own part. That's also a reality that we see all the time. But somehow even this basic concept we forget. And so then the comparison and the competition comes in, and of course sometimes even conflict. But Baba said at one point, your fortune will follow you wherever you go. No one can take your fortune away from you. And so success, also the same, your success will follow you wherever you go. But if you've done the work, then the fortune, the success is going to follow. And nobody can touch it. It's your shadow. Your shadow is going to follow you. Can anyone steal your shadow? And so it's going to follow you. And it was a lesson I learned from Dadi very early on. She put it a bit differently. She said, whatever is your right is always going to come to you. You'll never be deprived of what is your right. And this would have been in the early 70s, and Daddy was teaching a small group of us who were meeting her every morning and every evening, and she was not well. She was in what was at that time a very, very tiny room at the back of History Hall. That room's now been expanded, but at that time it was really a tiny room. And with 4 or 5 people came into it, the room was full. That's how tiny it was. And she would be lying in bed, because I don't even remember now what it was that was wrong with her, but there was always something going on with Daddy's chariot. But given that, her service never stopped. She just continued with service, whatever the condition of her body was. And so about 4 or 5 of us, and I remember one other person who was in that group, and that's Asha Ben of ORC. She was in that little group. And Daddy would meet us every morning after class in her room, Daddy Prakash, when he was reading Murali. And she would meet with us and give us some homework from the Murali to think about, to practice through the day. And at night, she would be then meeting us again and seeing what our chart had been. So it was very personal tutoring at that time, very special. And at one point, she had a gathering of the dadis in her room. And there must have been 5 or 6 dadis in Madhuban. And so they all were there in Daddy's room. And of course, we were outside waiting for her at some point. And she said to us, "You must have had the thought, you want to know what the dadis are talking about." And we nodded our heads. We were very curious. And we knew it would be powerful and interesting and bring us closer to Baba. So that had been our thought. And she said, "I will share it with you, but not now. I'll share it with you tomorrow. And just be aware, whatever is your right is going to come to you. Baba will never, drama will never deprive you of anything which is your right." And so, of course, next day she did share with us very powerful thoughts and ideas. So this concept of fortune and success, it happens if I'm following the right method, and it's going to come. So I never need to complain about destiny, drama, people. Just no complaints. Just that acceptance. And Baba using this word acceptance for the titles that he gives us. We enjoy all the titles that Baba gives us. Today Baba calling us the law makers. Of course, the wrong interpretation, and you lay down the law, but even the right interpretation. Am I really a lawmaker? Is everything that I'm doing not just following a law, but it's actually setting the law for the whole cycle? I was reminded us of how the things that we're doing today, like last week, it was the portrait of the future, the picture of the future. And Baba went through the forehead, the eyes, everything. So that was one very specific example, Baba saying that how whatever you're doing today is creating the future. But today, Baba using the word law. I hear the title, I like it, I understand it, but to what extent am I accepting it? That this is my title makes you aware of what it is you're thinking and doing at all times, not just morning class or Amrit Vela, but what am I doing all the time? It's creating a system for the future. And if I'm not following the right method, then I'm not going to be part of that system. The ones who are doing the right things are going to be creating the law, and that system is going to be fixed. And if I'm not following that system, well, I'm not going to be part of that in future. That's the connection. And so if I accept it, then am I following it through? I like it, I want to take it, but am I following it through in my life? And to think about all the fortune that you have today, of finding God, of belonging to God, of receiving all of God's knowledge, of having sustenance from God, of experiencing God's love. receiving every single one of the titles that God has given. It's in the Sakar Muralis that Baba used to say to us, and it came up recently, that they say that the sparrows dried the ocean. And so what does that mean? Baba giving us the title of Master Ocean of Knowledge. And so all the little sparrows, and we take and take and take and take. And I used to think that drying up the ocean meant that finally, at the end, Baba had given everything and we'd all go home together. And what I didn't realize at that time was that the time that the ocean would dry up and Baba wouldn't be giving us anything fresh anymore would happen while we were still going on with service, still going on with effort, still going on with everything. But the time now to see whether truly whatever we've taken from Baba, now we're experimenting with it, experiencing it and applying it in our life. And so the sparrows still haven't dried the ocean up, even though the ocean has stopped giving anything new. But there's so much that we haven't yet done with the things that God gave us already. And so the time now to be able to experiment, experience, and then practice. So every single title of God, Baba has shared with us. Nothing that God has kept in reserve and said, only one thing. As I speak, I remember one thing that Baba always says, I don't give you the key to trance, which is fine, because you don't need to experience trance to understand anything that Baba has said. Mama, zero. Zero visions. Brahma Baba, yes. Many visions that sparked of the transformation and the start of the yajna. And most people in between, Baba and Mama, the two extremes, no visions and many visions, and everybody else in between to a certain extent, something, something. But many people today, and Baba saying that at the end you will have visions, but there'll be very specific ones about your own stage and the stage of others, transparency, total clarity. But at this moment, to be able to actually take all the other titles that God has and use them in the way Baba wants me to use them. One example. Baba uses this word, the Hindi expression I'll use, Jani Jananhar, the one who knows all secrets. Do I want to know the secrets that you're holding in your heart? Well, would it help me to know those secrets? Probably not. It would just maybe create a lot of raised thoughts. And Baba's saying, understand all secrets. And Baba's talking about the secrets of the drama. The beginning, the middle, and the end. The secrets of the creator and the secrets of creation. Not the detail of what's going on in each one's mind and heart. Even God says, well, I don't need to know. But we also don't need to know what's going on in their minds and hearts. But I do need to understand. Here's an action I'm about to perform. Have I thought about it? Why am I doing this? Where did this begin? What's going to be the result of this? And so today I decide whether I should or I shouldn't. So thinking about the beginning, middle and end of drama is the big picture. But thinking about beginning, middle and end in the context of what I am doing each moment, even with thoughts, a particular thought crosses my mind. Now, where is this thought going to lead me to? Is it going to lead me closer to Baba? Is it going to uplift me? Or is it going a little bit differently? And so I see how the Dadis had such total attention, not just on their words and actions, but on the quality of their thoughts. And then this is why they the results are pretty clear already for the Dadis. We know who the eight jewels are. There's a little bit of margin maybe, but mostly we know. How do they attain that status? By watching themselves. And Baba says, if you're watching others, you lose track of time. Time runs away, it slips out of your fingers. But if you keep track of what's going on in yourself, each moment is one to be able to progress further. And so they did that work, the inner work of keeping track of every thought, because then according to the thoughts, my feelings, according to my thoughts, my consciousness, my attitude, and everything else. So if I'm doing some work that's requiring my intellect to be engaged in that, Baba's not saying don't give it your proper attention. Whatever is the external work that needs attention, give it full attention and do it accurately, efficiently, in the way that will glorify Baba. Because if a Brahmin does things and they go wrong, then who's to be blamed? The world will say, well, you're supposed to be God's child, what happened? But to do things accurately, efficiently, this is how Baba's work is going to move forward. But the rest of the time in which usually the mind goes here and there and everywhere, and things that are not my business, can I use that time well and stay focused? And so to watch every thought, to have that attention, is the way in which truly I can have fortune and success at every moment. Because the right method is the right consciousness. And so what does Baba tell me? How should I be thinking at this moment? To understand that and follow that principle means that it's going to be good karma. But good karma then means it's going to be good results, good success and fortune. So think about the fortune you've had already, but also think about what more you need to do to create fortune for the future. Today we are reaping the reward of whatever good it is we've done. But how much of that is actually my investment for the future? I remember being in Agra and I had just been in Gyan a few months. But Baba had sent me to Agra for service. And the sister there, Vimla Ben, very sweet sister. And she was sitting with us in the courtyard and chatting. And she said, when she was about 14, 15, she was engaged in a lot of bhakti. And she had the thought, I've been born into a good family, I've had a good education, everything's comfortable, everything's fine. But what am I doing to earn my future fortune? Now, the law of karma and rebirth is absolutely inherent in the bones of people in Bharat. And so she was basing her thoughts on that, that I must have done good things, so I've got all of this now. But what am I going to do now to create my future? And about a year later, she came into Gyan. And the whole picture became very clear, what it is she needed to do now to create the future fortune. And so Baba's made us, I imagine, some of you I don't know, but I think for most of us, we're comfortable in this birth. Thank you. Good fortune. But what about the future? And I'm not even thinking about long-term future. I'm even thinking about the immediate future. And there's upheaval in the world today. There's going to be more upheaval. Have I created that stage of consciousness in which I know that whatever is happening externally, I will experience fortune and God's love, God's power, God's company, and nothing will distract me from that. So even following the right method now and preparing for the immediate future and the fortune of that is something to be aware of. but we have lots more opportunity, because with every thought you can create fortune. And how many thoughts do we have in a day, in an hour? So the mind is just non-stop. But every thought can be creating fortune, just following Baba's systems.